at the same time, or visit us for worship in Leesville, Louisiana. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Our Sabbath school is Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sabbath service Saturday at 1 p.m. Our phone number is 337-238-0314. Or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our general overseer and founders, Bishop Elbert Mulberry and Annie Mulberry. Come worship with God's great body of people and be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Giving honor to God, the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, as always, to our Pastor Emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, First Lady Emeritus, Deaconess Martha Lawson. We saw both of them recently, had a great time in their home, so blessed that they're still a part of this great congregation. Amen. Book of Matthew, 18th chapter. As we move right along, starting at the 11th verse, says this: For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Just for a little while, we're going to speak from the subject of lost and found. Lost and found. This finds Jesus and his disciples in the area around Capernaum, sometimes after the transfiguration, when it was shown to all that he was indeed the Son of God. Jesus tells this story with a little child in the midst. You know, we have children in our midst here today. Amen. As always, Mount Calvary has always embraced children. You know, the child represents purity, represents naivete. Amen. It represents subjectivity, because we're all subject to somebody somehow. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, even sheep, as they are subject to the shepherd. We represent, in a lot of ways, the sheep. Amen? Amen. Jesus uses simplicity and youth to illustrate that we need the Lord. Yeah. Well, yeah. We cannot guide ourselves. Yeah. You know, he likens the sheep to wandering, yeah, aimlessly. Yeah. Mankind sometimes wanders aimlessly around. Yeah. You know, without direction, no exact place to go except through the shepherd, who is responsible for their safety when they're out in the pasture. Amen. Yeah. Now, this passage lets us know that salvation is not forced on any of us. Any of us. But it's offered to all of us. I'm going to say that again. It's not forced on any of us, but offered to all of us. You know, and when we use the phrase found, that means accepting Jesus. Amen. You know, even like I said about the sheep, they got a choice of action. You know, some are just going to always be unruly. They're not going to ever want to do what you ask of them as a shepherd. Some are just always acting up. Some are just always running off. Amen. But if you wind up being a sheep in the wrong pasture, don't look around and try to tell another sheep that they're in the wrong pasture. If y'all eating grass together, nobody can tell anybody else anything. Amen. All of y'all out of place. Amen. And I say y'all, I use that figuratively. Amen. Most places have a gathering for lost and found items. That little podium right there is ours. I see it stacked with a lot of stuff right now, some Bibles, some paperwork. That's our little lost and found section. Most people, when they're looking for something, they look under the podium, amen? You know, but there should be a place where lost things are put until they're found, huh? Sometime when things are found, they might be a little bit damaged, might be a little bit torn, might be a little dirty, been lost a long time, got a little dusty, amen? But a lost item can be desirable to the one that finds it. See, you can clean up that lost item. You can sew it where it's been torn. You can mend it where it's been broken. And if you're good with your hands, you can make an old lost item look like a new found one. Amen? Now, you know, if you know who the item belongs to, you could return it. You know, if you're that kind of person. But if nobody claims it and it continues to sit there, then you should either throw it away, donate it, or take it home. Either way, it's got to go somewhere. Can I get a witness? You know, it's an inanimate object, so it has no power of its own. And if you don't step in and save it from getting thrown away, then it's doomed. Can I get a witness? And that's the way it is with God nowadays. That's the way it is with God in the past days. That's the way it is with God from the beginning. He steps in and saves us, because without him, we are doomed. Verse 11 announces that Jesus' intention. He makes it clear he's not here to wander like sheep. He's here to save sheep. Can I get a witness? You see, the shepherd can't be a wanderer. He's got to be a director. He's got to be a collector. He's got to be the one with the vision. So if you're a shepherd and you're leading sheep, you better know where to go. You better know where the good pasture is. You better know where the grass is growing, because your sheep will die if they don't get fed properly. See, Jesus is somewhat of a spiritual hoarder, huh? He wants to save everybody, huh? But everybody doesn't want to be saved. Amen. Well, if you look at the show Hoarders on cable TV, there are some people that just don't want to throw away anything. They don't care how it looks, how good it is, if it's tore up, beat up. It's not good to anybody else but that person. Jesus is a spiritual hoarder, because you might not be any good to anybody else. You might be broke up, tore up, put up, set up, but Jesus loves you and he wants you. Can I get a witness? Verse 13 says, there's rejoicing, huh, when the Lord brings another soul into the fold. Let me read that again. 13 says, and if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Rejoicing when another soul comes into the fold, because all that Jesus has, the devil doesn't. Can I get a witness? I'm going to say that again. All that Jesus has, the devil doesn't. And now we look at verse 14. It says, it's not God's will for anybody to be thrown away. All right. He wants to take everybody home with him. I don't care what the Calvinists say. There's some theories that God has elected from the beginning who's going to be saved. Dr. Maccabee, you know all about that. But free will gives us the ability to say, here I am, save me. I want to be found. I've been lost, but I want to be found now. You see, the devil will try to deceive you about God's intentions. But the Bible says about Jesus in 1 Timothy 2 and 4, it says, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. You see, that's what Satan doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you to know the truth. And the truth is, we all can be saved. We all can be found. We don't have to stay lost. We don't have to stay wandering. We don't have to be in a barren pasture where some other sheep trying to tell each other where to be found at, and nobody knows the direction. We want to yield to the shepherd, and that's Jesus. Now, every now and then, we didn't sing it today, but every now and then we sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And then we say, once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Let me tell you something. The whole world is one big lost and found section. And you need to realize that if you're not saved and you're not found, that means that you're lost. Can I get a witness? And you might be like that old lost item we talked about. You've been thrown away. No good to anybody. No good in your neighborhood. No good in society. Been locked up and tied up a bunch of time. They know your name down at the courthouse. But let me tell you one thing. Jesus rejoices when you become found. Isn't that right? He's happy when one lost soul come down this aisle. Isn't that right? And if you're lost and you're tired of wondering, tired of walking around with no direction, you don't know whether to go right, don't know whether to go left, you tried everything, tried drugs, tried gambling, tried womanizing, tried adultering, and you can't get nowhere. Let me tell you one thing. You need Jesus right now. You need to be found right now. You need to be saved right now. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Once was blind, but right now I can see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Is there anybody here that needs direction? Anybody here that needs shepherding? Anybody here tired of being in the wrong pasture? It ain't no grass over there. It ain't no water to drink. You ain't got nothing to eat. Let me tell you one thing. I recommend Jesus. I recommend Jesus, who died on the cross for lost sheep. I recommend Jesus because, see, the lost people, let me tell you what the lost people did. The lost people nailed him on an old rugged cross. The lost people pierced him in his side with an old spear. The lost people gave him vinegar when he asked for water to drink. But when he died early Sunday morning, early, while the lost people were asleep, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand,
to come and find us. Do you know Jesus? Say yeah. If you know Jesus, say yeah. Yeah, say yeah. Lost and found. If you wind up under this podium right here, nobody knows where you are. Jesus knows. You don't need a GPS. If you're lost spiritually, your psychologist might not know where you are. Your doctor might not know where you are. Your therapist might not know where you are. But Jesus knows, and he's waiting on you. But the thing about being lost, just the thing about being lost, all you got to do is holler. All you got to do is holler. He'll hear your voice. All you got to do is say, here I am. Right here. Here I am. I'm that one out of the 99 you got in church already. I'm the one that don't go to Mount Calvary. I'm not part of the 99, but I'm lost. And I want to be found. So right now, I invite you. I invite you to Jesus. Let me get you to stand. You might welcome that lost sheep down his aisle. Here I am. Tell God. All you got to do is answer. Listen here when he calls me. When he calls me, I'm gonna answer. Oh, yes, I will. When he called me, I'm gonna answer. Sure enough, gonna answer right now when he calls me. You might be in the wilderness. I will. Oh, I'll be somewhere. Say the when he called me part again. Somebody need to hear you. When he called me. He's calling you right now. I will. When he calls me, I will. All you gotta do is say, here I am. Oh, when he called me, thank you, Jesus. I will. Come on, somebody. You might come by letter, Christian experience, or you may want to be baptized. Come on. Listen here. Oh, I'll be. I'll be. Come on, somebody. I'll be. Can you hear? He's calling your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll be. Yeah, I'll be. I got another verse. If I live right, come on, if I live right. To say pastor, he's just say servant. If I live right, come on somebody, I will. Oh, I'll be. may be seated. Amen. Thank you for your obedience and your patience. I'm going to pause just for a second. Just for a second. Let it sink in. Just for a second. It's your time. Whoever you are, it's your time. Amen. Amen. Let me share some prayer requests with you. You will have a quick altar prayer and we'll be able to go home and enjoy this day. First of all, Erin Lede is asking prayer. She's the granddaughter of Miss Clara Jefferson. She's traveling to Little Rock for an upcoming beauty pageant. She's one of our own. We consider her one of our own. Usually she wins them things. Amen. She got several trophies. So we're asking, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for traveling grace. And if I might add, what about winning grace? Is that okay? Amen. We lift this up in the name of Jesus. This is prayers for Miss Keisha.